Bien, y Radio Colores, Radio en las Aulas, en esta nueva temporada va a estar incluso más presente que en las anteriores. Vamos a empezar, además, bilingües, como debe de ser, en inglés. Y ahora, el grupo de inglés, yo ya, como digo antes, como lo domino muy mal, me da vergüenza pronunciar. Van a hacernos, bueno, María Garrido, profesora de inglés, es la más indicada para contarnos qué es lo que han preparado y qué es lo que nos van a ofrecer. María.
Hola, buenas tardes. La idea de esta intervención me la propuso una de nuestras alumnas, Eva, que está aquí presente, quien me sugirió que realizásemos el año pasado una actividad externa a nuestras clases de inglés en las que pudiéramos participar alumnos y alumnas de los distintos grupos de la UPP. Les pedí ayuda a varios participantes y gracias a su colaboración y entusiasmo estamos aquí hoy.
Byron, today 7 students who are currently studying English at the Universidad Popular de Palencia will be reading of Byron's brief poems as well as a few verses from one of his narrative poems. Along the years, Byron has inspired a great number of musical works. A few examples are the opera Parisina, composed by Gaetano Donizetti and written by Filippo Romani in 1833, and the operas I Due Foscari from 1844 and Il Corsaro from 1848, both by Giuseppe Verdi, as well as the song Twilight and I See You Weep by the Russian band Caprice. After every reading, we will be able to enjoy a short piece of music belonging to the musical works which I have just mentioned. I'm Salva, and next I will read you a short introduction of Lord Byron. A short introduction. George Gordon Byron, 6th Baron Byron, commonly known as Lord Byron, was born in England on the 22nd of January 1788 and died in Greece on the 19th of April 1824. Byron was a British poet and leading figure in Romanticism. He is regarded as one of the greatest British poets and remains widely read and influential. Byron was celebrating life for aristocratic excesses, including youth deaths, numerous love affairs, and self-imposed exile. Lord Byron obtained a reputation as being extravagant, melancholic, courageous, unconventional, eccentric, flamboyant, and controversial. He was independent and given to extremes of temper. Byron wrote prolifically, and although he falls chronologically into the period most commonly associated with Romantic poetry, much of his work looks back to the satiric tradition of Alexander Pope and John Dryden. The figure of the Byronic hero pervades much of his work, and Byron himself is considered to epitomize many of the characteristics of the literary figure. The Byronic hero presents an idealist, but flawed character who behaves in a self-destructive manner. Byron exercised a marked influence on continental literature and art, and his reputation as a poet is higher in many European countries than in Britain or America, although not as high as in his time, when he was widely thought to be the greatest poet in the world.
My name is Francisco. I'm going to read She Walks in Beauty, which is a brief poem written by Byron. And after the reading, we will listen to Pavarotti singing a piece from the opera I Due Foscari by Verdi. She walks in beauty. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudy skies and starry skies. And all that's best or dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, that's mellowed to that tender light which heaven to God day denies. One shade more, One riderless hath had impaired the nameless grace, with waves in every raving tress, or softly lightings over her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express, how pure, how dear the dwelling place. And on that cheek, and over that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days its goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent.
Merce and Eva, we are going to read the brief poem "When We Two Parted" by Byron.
After our reading, we will listen to the Russian band called Caprice, singing the song I See You Weep.
When would you party in silence and tears, half broken hearted to save up for years? Pale grew thy cheek and cold, quarter thy kiss. Truly, thus our foretold sorrow to this. The dew of the morning sun chilled on my brow. It felt like the warning of what I feel now. Thy vows are all broken, and light is thy fame. I hear thy name spoken and sharing its shame.
Thy name is before me, a name to my ear.
The shadow comes of me. Why were thou so dear? Thee know not I knew thee, who knew thee too well. Long, long shall I rue thee, too deeply to tell. In secret we met, in silence I grieve that thy heart could forge thy spirit to deceive. If I submit thee after long year, how should I greet thee with silence and tear?
I saw the wind, the big bright sea.
So we go no more roaming, so late into the night.
though the heart be still as loving and the moon be still as bright. For the soul dwells in the head, and the soul dwells out the breast, and the heart must pause to breathe, and love itself have rest. Though the night was made for loving, and the day returns too soon, yet we'll go no more a-roving by the light of the moon.
My name is Esther. My poem is Remember Thee, Remember Thee. It is a brief poem written by Byron. When I finish my reading, we will listen to Montserrat Caballé singing a piece from the opera Parisina, composed by Gaetano Donizetti and written by Felice Romani. Remember Thee, Remember Thee. Remember Thee, Remember Thee. Till death quench life's burning stream, remorse and shame sigh cling to thee, and haunt thee like a favourite dream. Remember thee, I doubting not, thy husband too sigh think of thee, by neither sigh do be forgot, do false to him, do fiend to me.
We are Miguel and Abel. We are going to read a few verses from Byron's narrative poem titled Parisina. After our reading, you will be able to enjoy the song Twilight by the Russian band Caprice. Parisina. It is the hour when from the boughs the nightingale's high note is heard. It is the hour when lover's vows seem sweet in every whispered word. And gentle winds and waters near make music to the lonely ear. Each flower the dews have lightly wet, and in the sky the stars are met. And on the wave is deeper blue, and on the leaf a browner hue. And in the heaven that clear obscure, so softly dark and darkly pure, which follows the decline of day as twilight melts beneath the moon away.
But it is not to list to the waterfall that Parisina leaves her hall, and it is not to gaze to the heavenly light that the lady walks in the shadow of night. And if she sits in this bower, 'tis not for the sake of its full-blown flower. She listens, but not for the nightingale. Though her hair is sped as soft a tail, there glides a step through the forest thick, and her cheek grows pale, and her heart beats quick. There whispers a voice through the rustling leaves, and her blush returns, and her bosom heaves. A moment more, and they shall meet. 'Tis past, her lover's at her feet.
The hour lovers bows, sweet in every word, they sing sweet in every whispered word. And gentle winds and waters near make music to the lonely air. Each melody of lightly wet stars the sky are met, and to the sky the stars. Deep the blue, and on the river born of you, and in the heaven that clips you softly dark, darkly sweet in every whispered word.